This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some days, looking at the business news, I want to say, how about we just play some Taylor Swift? The news peg is that a judge has decided to keep a case going, alleging Swift infringed on the copyright of a song from 2001, Play Is Gonna Play, by the group 3LW. See, there's this chorus in Swift's Shake It Off. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on a case that could now go to trial.
Okay, I know you're not on jury duty, but give this a listen. At issue is the phrase, player's gonna play, hater's gonna hate.
Are these phrases original enough, right? Do they meet the standard?
That's Neelu Farsajedi. She's an attorney at Morris Music Law. She wanted me to let you know that this is not legal advice, just her opinion, but says the problem for Team Swift is that the standard is kind of mushy.
The bar for originality is pretty low. So I'm not surprised, that this case is moving forward.
And it's not a new case. It was originally filed in 2017 by Sean Hall and Nathan Butler. Those are the songwriters who wrote that first song that you heard, Player's Gonna Play. That case was initially thrown out on the grounds that the phrases aren't sufficiently original to be entitled to copyright protection. Gordon Firemark is an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles.
What's going on here now is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled, well, the judge shouldn't have done that. The judge was out of line by making that ruling because it's a factual question, originality, creativity. And that's the kind of question that needs to be put to a jury, not to a judge.
While the judge in this case admitted that Team Swift has a strong case against the copyright claim, he concluded that a reasonable jury could find in favor of the plaintiff, so it should head to court. That is, if the two sides couldn't come to an agreement beforehand. Elise Zawacki, an entertainment lawyer in Austin, Texas, says the smart money could be on that outcome.
So, you know, I think there is a good chance that it could settle. A lot of entertainment law matters do settle because of that. But then looking also at Taylor Swift's resources, I mean, if she wanted to fight it, she probably could.
She says for Swift, though, there's an element of honor and public image here. She doesn't want to be seen as an artist who ripped off somebody else's work, so that could motivate her to take this the distance. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.